Hi, you know, with the release of Windows Mobile 6.5, I was looking forward to getting a second phone in addition to my Samsung Epix. But I gotta tell you, I've been somewhat disappointed in the selection that's come out with the Windows Mobile and the fact that there's really not that much difference between it and Windows Mobile 6.1 or Windows Mobile 6.0 or Windows Mobile 5. I think I'm gonna hold off on that for a while. Apparently, I'm not the only one who feels this way. Leo Laporte and Paul Thurrott of the Win Supersite had a conversation during one of their podcasts, which is called Windows Weekly, in which they discussed Windows Mobile 6.5, and I thought it was kind of interesting and wanted to share it with you. So that's what I'm going to do. So for the next 5 minutes or so, you will hear an excerpt from Windows Weekly with Leo Laporte and Paul Thurrott. Enjoy.
What's the latest on, I almost hate to do this to you, Windows Mobile 6.5?
Speaking of disappointment. Yeah, so did this thing...
It's
this
like
thing
rubbing
launched...
salt in the wound.
Yeah.
Did you so get that things. Phone? Did
no. No, I didn't, actually. But, you know, I'm going to have to get a Windows Mobile 6.5 phone. And by the way, let's compare and contrast that statement with, I have to go get a colonoscopy, or, you know, I mean, it's like, you have to do it. You're not looking forward
not,
to it.
No.
You're hoping it ends well, but...
It's not a pleasure.
It's not going to be good. Yeah, so two things about Windows Mobile 6.5, I would say. One is that, you know, I'm always interested when things that Microsoft makes that no one really cares about, like the Zune or Windows Mobile, all of a sudden get a lot of press, right?
Yeah.
You know, in the weeks building up to the Zune HD release, this was all people could talk about. It was all over the blogosphere. It was the biggest news in the world, right? And I have to wonder now, weeks later, are any of those people actually using this device, right? They talked and talked and talked about it. And then it kind of came and went. And, you know, Windows Mobile 6.5, they launched in New York while I was away, so I didn't really get to attend the launch or pay as much attention to it as I wanted. But now that I'm back, I'm looking at what's available, and I have to say, it's just disappointing on so many levels. And I would start with such things as, well, surely there must be some huge collection of devices for me to choose from, you know? No, actually there aren't. There are three. And, you know, one from AT&T, one from Verizon, and one from, you know, T-Mobile. And yes, there will be more over time, but, you know, they all kind of stink. And I, you know, I've been talking about leaving the iPhone behind since, I don't know, February. Leo is now walking away for some reason.
No, I'm back. What was it that gave it away? Was it the fact that I wandered off? Was it the fact that the...
Well, it was that sort of... It kind of gave me the wave as you walked away.
See, yeah, I'm out of here. No, I'm trying to... I'm looking at this Audible ad. Yeah. I'm just trying to find out if I could talk about this new Audible thing or not. But Dane's not here, is he? Shoot. Just you keep talking. I'm going to do a little research.
I'll keep talking. I don't have that much to say about it. I mean,
come on, tell us more about HTC and the new Windows Mobile 6.5. Is HTC doing one, or are they all Android now?
Oh, yeah, no, HTC is at least, actually, I think the three that I'm kind of considering are all from HTC. But the problem with the HTC stuff, from my perspective, not a problem for most people, but from my perspective, is that they put their own UI on top of it.
Yeah. You need to review...
I want to see 6.5. I want to use 6.5. Yeah. Now, I'm going to go. I'll go to the AT&T store. I'll go to the Verizon store. And I'll kind of check these things out and see if I can, in fact, get to the default Microsoft stuff. But my understanding is that in some cases, they actually replace Microsoft stuff. So that's, you know, not so great for me. Now, for normal people, that's fine. But it doesn't say a lot when you come out with your brand new UI and, you know, the phone, three of the four phones or two of the three phones that are out have all completely replaced the UI. You know, with something new and improved. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know. So, this is a... I don't think there is a single instance, and this has got to be a rarity, of anyone providing any positive information about this product, right? I mean, and I have to think that Microsoft knew that this was going to happen going in. But, you know, it's amazing to me the reaction that I've read online, the reviews I've seen from people who had devices ahead of time are universally negative. And one of the comments that I had made to someone who asked about Windows Mobile 7 recently, which would be the next version coming hopefully next year, but I don't think we can expect to see that, is that there is no concrete information about the next version of Windows Mobile. So Windows Mobile 7 can be whatever you want it to be. You know, we can cast our aspirations on this. You know, I would like Windows Mobile 7 to be Windows 7 shrunk down to fit on a mobile device, in much in the same way that iPhone OS is Mac OS.
Well, okay, but the way they shrunk it down, you would never know it's OS 10. I mean, that's the problem I've always had with Windows Mobile is...
Well, you can't, but you can't, yeah, you don't want
to... It's got a start button.
It's a desktop start button, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just a mistake. There's a, it's a different interface. You can't do that.
Yep, it's a different kind of device, and I don't know. And that's my, you know, without having seen it, right, in person, I can tell you off the top of my head, one of my big problems with Windows Mobile 6.5 is you don't have to go too far into the UI to find something that was there in Windows Mobile 5 or earlier versions. You know, it's old stuff. You
crufty.
Know, yeah. Junky.
Junky. Crufty.
So that's something I'm looking forward to is getting a new phone. I can't wait.